Sagt der Elke Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist alles, per Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, oisem makayim lekana. This person drills a hole in a wall to put his kana there. So kana is a rod. What type of rod? Says the Batanura, a rod that weavers use. Why did they keep their rods in holes in walls? Tos Yamter brings an interesting pshat that the weavers sometimes used to want to pass it from one room to the other, so it was made to fit the rod. So somebody in one room says to someone in the other room, Mechel, can you pass me the rod? They didn't have to go walk around to the door. They can just slip this through the hole. Or says the Mishnah Vayiter, Ula Ispati. Someone made a hole in the wall to keep his Ispati there. Says the Batanura, what's Ispati? Cherev Beloshin Yavin Karin Ispati. It wasn't a real sword. It was a tool weavers used that was shaped like a sword. A lot of different shatim in the Mefarshim as to what these kelim are, but really, the bottom line is there's a hole in this wall and it's used to keep a keli there. And it's a keli that's much narrower than a tefach. So this hole is narrower than a tefach. Vaitra says the Mishnah Ulaner, or he made this hole in the wall to hold a lamp. The lamp fits in? No. The handle of the lamp was put into the hole, and the lamp was outside. So the hole was used to keep this lamp in place. Shouldn't have to hold it. But again, it was less than a tefach. There are different pshatim over here. Some say it was used to pass the ner from one room to the other. Some say, look in the Mishnah Achrayna, it was a tiny ner that was put inside, so it lit up both rooms. Either way, says the Mishnah Vayiter, shiurei the shear of this hole, so that tumah would pass through from one room to the other, is a kalshu. What does kalshu mean? Sometimes kalshu means a tiny drop. That's not what it means here. Kalshu means whatever is necessary for that tool. In other words, if you want to use this for a rod, and for a rod you need so much of a hole, then so much of a hole is the shear for the tumah to pass through. If you want to use it for a ner, so whatever hole you need for a ner. Kal shahu, each one according to whatever keli that is. The Besil say, Bepesech tefach. No, the shear is a tefach. The Basil say, look, there are primarily three types of holes, more or less. Those that are made for light, there the shear is like the drill in the base of Migdash. A hole that happened on its own, through water or through shratzim, there it's Malay Agrife. And a hole that's made to use it for a purpose, that's Pesach Tefach. The Shami hole, in general, is Pesach Tefach. But if you made it for a specific keli, it goes according to the shear of that keli. The Basil say, no. It's made to use things, the shear is Pesach Tefach. A square Tefach, that's the shear for tumah to pass through. Now here's a hole where everybody would agree that the shear is a pesach tefach. Sagt the Mishnah, if someone made a hole in the wall, lozen es einav, to be able to look through and see the rishus harabim or the courtyard, or the daber chaveroi, or be able to speak with his friend, or the tashvish, or for general use, put a keli there to pass a keli through, then the shear of that hole for tumah to go from one room to the other, from one side to the other, is the Pesach Tefach would have to be a square Tefach. So chazing over our Mishnah Dalet, if someone made a hole for a specific keli, the Bisham may say, whatever the shear is for that keli, Basil say, no, if it falls under the category of things that you use to keep there or pass through, the shear is the standard shear of Pesach Tefach. Everybody would agree if he makes a hole in order to look outside to the Rishas Rabim or to the courtyard or to speak with his friend, or general use, not for a specific keli. Stam, this is a hole to keep things here, pass things through, and the shear is square tefach.